Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everyone. I am Fightful Scott Edwards, and with me today is none other than the Pink Striker, TJPW's Miyu Yamashita. Miyu, how are you today?
I'm good. Hello, everyone. TJPW Miyu Yamashita. Thank you for today.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to talk to you once again. Of course, this is our second time talking, and it's right in time for Grand Princess, of course. So I'll ask the general question. How excited are you for the big show on Saturday?
はい、今回は2回目となりますが、グランドプリンセス直線ですが、いかがですか？
はい、もう間近ですので、まあ、伊藤真希とね、挑戦ということで、今までもタッグタイトルは挑戦何度もしてきて、手にできなくって、で今年のトーナメントで初めてね、タッグ2人で結果を残せたので、まあ、その勢いでベルトも取りに行きたいなというふうに思っております。
はい、So of course it's a tag match with Ito Maki. You know, they fought many times the belt and they weren't successful until now, but you know, they won the tournament and you know, with this very high momentum they have right now, they're in it to win it.
Yes, and I think everyone's very excited to see you both team up. I know for a lot of people I've talked to, you two are their favorite team, not only in TJPW and wrestling. So I guess that brings me to my first, you know, true question, talking about you and Maki. The Max Hart tournament was your first tournament win, despite all your accolades. So how was it? How did it feel to win that tournament with Maki?
はい、今回のマックスハートトーナメントは、伊藤さんと初めて優勝したので、その、はい、優勝した気持ちはどうですか？
いやー、もうやっとね、本当に2人で優勝っていう形で結果を残せたっていうのは、もう2人でも話しましたけど、やっとなんか2人でこう勝ちをつかむことができたねっていうふうに思って、でも2人で同じ意見はまだゴールじゃなくて、やっぱ私たちはずっとベルトを取りたいっていうふうに思ってたので、なんかこう、まあ、まだこう達成感はまだなくって、まあ、ただ本当にすごく嬉しい気持ちでした。はい、
はい、So you know, of course, finally they managed to get like a they finally left to achieve the result as a tag team after so long, you know, for the two of them.And you know, for they actually discussed after winning the thing, and that's actually not the goal. The tournament win is like just halfway through the process, but actually winning the belts is it's still the real goal at the end. So, you know, while they're happy, you know, the story is unfinished, and they're here to, you know, in a sense, finish the story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And you know, finish the story is kind of a theme for a lot of people in wrestling lately, and that brings me to the match on Saturday against Heidi Howitzer and Maxine Paler, you know, two imposing forces. You know, looking at that matchup and looking the differences between your team and their team, how do you look at attacking them, you know, since they are like the powerhouse team?
はい、まあ土曜日にウィストランドウォーパーティーとの対戦があって、まあ、圧倒的にどう見てもすごい強力なチームで、はい、もう作戦とかはもう考えてましたか？
はい、もうあの何ですかね、あの2人はアメリカであの短いスパンでね、あの多く防衛もしてますし、まあ、その強さだったり、まあ、もう見た目も大きいです、大きくてすごいパワーもあって、で体力もあってって、本当にあのタッグチームとしてのチーム力すごく強いなっていう風にあの印象があって、で私たちはでもね、 いつもあの作戦を立てることはないので、やっぱその戦いの中で感じたものだったり、あ今戦う時だった戦う時だというか、その戦いの中でこう考えて2人で感じたままにいつも戦ってるので、作戦を立てるタイプではないかなという風に思います。
はい、So, as you know, the Wasteland War Party, they have managed to defend the belts quite a number of times during the short span, in, you could say, like, what, this past 3 months in defending titles in America. They're really big people, they're very large, as you can see, and they're very full of stamina, and they're a really strong team to go against. But of course, you know, Yamashita and Ito-san, honestly, they don't actually have a plan going into the match. They usually feel as they wrestle in the ring. So they're just like, okay, if they find a solution there, they'll make it up on the spot. So they're not really planning anything, you know, before the match. But once the match begins, once the bell rings, they'll find a way.
And that feel that you both have for each other, you know, as the tag team match goes on, does that come from teaming a lot or facing each other a lot, that you have earned that chemistry with one another? Because, of course, you two have a big rivalry as singles competitor as well.
はい、まあ、リング上で、フィーリングしながら作戦を考えるということは、それは、対戦相手としてあのそういう化学反応で生まれた結果ですか、それとも、タッグチームとして化学反応生まれた結果ですか？
どういう意味ですかね。
まあ、そのお互いに、うん、信じ合うというなんか、信頼度があって、はい、それがどうやって生まれたんですか？
いやー、でもお互いに意識してるわけじゃなくて、なんかこう自然に生まれたもので、まあ、もちろんそのタッグとしてあのパートナーとして信じてるとこもありますし、でも大きくあるのはお互いやっぱりそういうなんだろう性格というか、まあ、そのタイプでシングルの時も戦うタイプだと私は思うので、伊藤も私もその時に感じたままに戦うっていうスタイルは同じなので、まあ、それは本当タッグにあっても変わらないかなというふうに思います。
はい、 So actually it's probably a very natural reaction because whether they are opponents or their partners, you know, they actually have a very similar style where they, you know, they think of on the spot in the ring to do to find a solution. So actually it's probably, you know, just a natural in-ring chemistry offering, and you know, just the styles are just very, very naturally complementing each other.
Yes, and I think a lot of us can tell that it's a natural complement, especially since both of your styles are very different. But I will bring up the fact that while you both are teaming together at Grand Princess, you and Maki, a lot of tag teams are going head-to-head. Of course, there's the main event, Yuka Sakazaki versus Mizuki, and then the International Princess Championship match between Miyu Watanabe and Rika Tatsumi. So as someone who's, of course, faced your tag team partner, looking at those two matches, do you believe that those are the best challenges for them, like for the two champions, for Yuka and Miyu, from experience?
はい、まあ伊藤さんと山下さんは、まあ、お互いに、まあ、昔も戦ったこともあるし、で今回のグランドプリンセスとメインイベントも、坂崎さんと水木さん、まあチームメイト同士の対決があって、うん、でもまあ、インターナショナル王者戦も、渡辺さんと辰巳さん、まあ、同じく、まあ、チームなんか対戦相手とおいうなんか面白い、まあ、並びがあって、うん、チャンピオンとして、こんな、まあ、昔のチャンピオンとしてこの2人の対戦を見ると、 チャンピオンにふさわしい相手でしょうかどうかはどうですか？
あ、対戦相手のがタッグパートナーっていうことに対してということですか？
そうですね、はい。
そうですね、やっぱり まあ、やっぱ冷静になるとやっぱりその一緒に、ね、いる時間が長い分、あと一緒にいる距離感が、ね、短い、近い分やっぱり感じるものはありますけど、やっぱ最後みんな、まあ、これは本当マジラビにしても白昼夢にしても一緒だと思うんですけど、やっぱリングに上がれば対戦相手としてそれ以上でもそれ以下でもなく、まあ、そのリングの上でしっかり自分のベストを尽くして戦うっていうのが、まあ、レスラーとしてというか、まあ、選手としてやるべきことなのかなっていうふうに私はいつもそういうふうに行き着いてたし、おそらくみんなも結局はこうみんな、ね、試合までにいろいろね考えることはあっても、そこにやっぱりリングに上がっていざ対戦相手を目の前にしてしっかり戦うっていう、でお客さんを楽しませるっていうところに行き着くと思うので、そこはなんかすごい一緒なのかなというふうに思います。
はい。So, you know, honestly, as someone who has also fought her tag partner many times and fought with her, you know, this time around in the pay-per-view, you know, in the end, whether it's Maji Rabi or Hak Chumu, in the ring, when the bell rings, their opponent. So, no matter how many times, how many training they've done together in the past, how close they are in the ring, you know, at the end of the day, they'll be fighting for the belt. And the best way, you know, as a wrestler, it is, you know, right to please the fans by showing off a great match.
Yeah, and I think that's what we've seen, of course, from you and Maki, and that's, I think, what everyone expects to see on Saturday. It'll be interesting to see how much they challenge one another. But my next question kind of is two sides here, and really that, you know, we've seen international talents come in like Maxine Paler, Heidi Howitzer, Billy Starks, Jenai Kai, and of course yourself, Maki Ito, Yuki Sakazaki, Mizuki have traveled to the US. So how do you enjoy seeing new talent from around the world come to TJPW and get to share that style that you and your peers have helped create in Tokyo Joshi Pro?
はい、次の質問ですが、まあ、最近すごい、外国人選手が、東京市に来てもらっしゃって、まあ、ウェイストランドワーパーティーじゃないかい、まあ、それ以降も数人もいらっしゃって、で、逆に、山下さんみたいに、坂崎さんも、まあ、アメリカ遠征もありまして、まあ、こんなすごい選手が東京女子に来てもらって、東京女子の面白さを伝わってどうですか？
そうですね、本当に、なんだろう、コロナが落ち着いて、また以前のように海外の選手に来ていただいた、来てもらって戦うっていうのは、やっぱ東京女子のみんなもやっぱり楽しいでしょうし、やっぱり東京女子の選手とこう試合することで、まあ、それこそ化学反応があって、で、東京女子を見てくれる世界のファンのみんなが楽しんでくれてるんじゃないかなっていうふうに思うので、本当に最近すごくそれが増えてきて、なんかこうそれもそれでね、私たちらしさが出てすごくいいなというふうに思います。
はい。So as you know, because you know, COVID is settling down finally, and they're going back to what it was like in, say, early 2020, late 2019, where people are coming over from America, and you know, the wrestlers are also enjoying themselves in the ring. The ones coming from America and the ones also in Tokyo Joshi, you know, really enjoying themselves, seeing all this great talent coming over. You know, the chemistry is really great between all of them as well. And of course, the fans overseas are enjoying themselves. So, you know, she also hopes that the opportunity to get more wrestlers coming over will be great as well. So who knows?
I hope so too. I talked to Jenai Kai a few weeks ago about going over there, and she was so excited, and she specifically wanted to face you, which of course you'll have a match with her at Battle Club Pro, I believe, when you come to the US. So that brings me to my next step here. TJPW is having their first ever United States show in Los Angeles, WrestleMania week. How exciting is that for you to get to represent TJPW on a TJPW show here in the US?
はい、まあ、さっきの質問につなげて、まあ、数 数週間前にジャナイカイさんと話しててすごいとても楽しかったという話もおっしゃって、実は山下さんとずっと戦いたくてという話もあって、でそのなら、まあ、多分確かにバトルクラップローで対戦すると思いますし、で、まあ、その続きで、まあ、2週間後、東京女子プロレスの初アメリカ大会ロサンゼルスで開催するんですけど、今回は山下さんは、東京女子プロレスの選手として東京女子のリングにアメリカに上がるはどう思いますか？
東京女子のショーにってことですか？
そうです、東京女子のショーに、
東京女子のショーに東京女子プロレスとして上がるということ。
そうですね、今回は
なるほど、
そのままのリングで今回アメリカに持ってくるの、うん、というはいはいはい、
でどういう気持ちで戦うかっていうことですか？
そうですね、はい。
いやー、もう本当にそれこそ最初に東京女子のアメリカでのショーが決まって、でもコロナでね行けなかったっていうところでキャンセルになって、でその後は本当に、まあ、行けるか行けないかってまたね白紙に戻った状態で、またこうしてアメリカに東京女子で来れたっていうのはすごく嬉しいですし、私はアメリカにねよく遠征で行かせてもらいますけど、やっぱこの東京のみんなでショーができるっていうのは本当にすごく嬉しいし、それこそ坂崎ともよく坂崎もねよくアメリカに行ってますけど、坂崎とも一緒によく話をして、なんかこうアメリカでやっぱりみんなで行きたいよねっていう風によく話してたので、本当にそれが現実になってすごく嬉しいし、3月31日東京女子のショーは本当にすごく最高の日になるんじゃないかなという風に思っております。
はい、 So of course the Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling was originally scheduled to go I think in 2020 and then it got cancelled due to COVID, you know, so everybody wasn't sure whether they could actually go back to US againAnd, you know, they finally got confirmed once again this year in March. Of course, everyone's very happy, you know, because Yamashita herself has been to US, you know, here and there a few times already, if you've seen, of course. Mm-hmm. But this time, they get to go with, not the entire roster, but, you know, a great number of them to run an actual Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling show. And she's always been speaking to Yuka, you know, about going to US together with everybody, and they can finally do it. So, you know, March 31st is going to be a great show.It's going to be a wonderful show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I know a lot of people looking forward to that one. Very exciting. I know a lot of people going to that show too, you know, to see you all for the first time. Well, at least some of you all for the first time, of course. So I guess I'll head over before we talk about your US tour. I'll talk about your time in Pro Wrestling Eve. Of course, you are the Eve champion. How has it been, you know, getting to go to England and not only go there and face the likes of, you know, their talent as well as, you know, Miyuki Takase, who's of course from Japan, but be their champion and represent them in Japan and soon to be in the United States?
はい、次の質問は、プロレスリングイーヴェの経験ですけど、まあ、今回今は現チャンピオンとしてイーヴの団体を一応日本でも、出場して、まあ、イギリスの経験はどうですか？また、まあ、いろんな選手と戦いをできて、例えば、まあ、高瀬美由紀さんとかそういう経験はどうでしたか？
ですね、イブのチャンピオンになって、やっぱりイギリススタイルのプロレスはやっぱアメリカのスタイル、日本のスタイルとも違ってすごく面白くって、でいろんな選手とね戦って、本当にいろんな選手がいて、面白い選手が本当にイブにはたくさんいて、で高橋さんとはアメリカでも戦って、今回イギリスでも戦って、本当に2つともすごくエキサイトしてめちゃくちゃ楽しくって、なんかすごくお互いね、やっぱり海外で戦うっていうところにもやっぱり特別な気持ちもあって、なんか本当にすごく楽しい試合ですね、でした、すごく。
はい、So you know the English style is very different from the American style and very different from the Japanese style. It's very unique.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer? A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And there are so many great talents all over in across the England, and you know, having the opportunity to fight against Miyuki Takase in not just in England but in America as well. So you know, it's amazing to get to fight the same person in two different countries. So it's always exciting and it's always an enjoyable time to, you know, to go against her. It's a really special, like, you know, feeling for her.
And I've loved seeing you in Bolt because I think it's been a, you know, like you said, kind of a challenge to try the different styles here in America, in England, and of course Japan, which you are so good at. And that brings me to talking about kind of the future in a lot of ways. You know, TJPW has a lot of rookies that you have recently, of course, you've taught them how to wrestle in a lot of ways, and I know you help coach them and you get to have their first matches with them. So how exciting for you has it been to have a new group of rookies come through the system, and a lot of them have such bright futures? So how has that been for you?
まあ、最近も東京女子の若手選手が増えてきて、確かあの山下さんもいいのコーチングもされていて、まあ、こんなまあ新世代の特女子選手の将来についてはいかがでしょうか？
いや本当に若い子たちは本当に最近というか、一昨年ぐらいかなくらいからすごく私の、まあ、印象ですけど急成長してきて、であとやっぱり自分みんなのその気持ちがすごくこう本当に強くなってきてるなっていうふうに思ったし、やっぱそれで大きく変わったのはその気持ちの強さだったりがそのリングの上で出せるようになったっていうところがすごく大きいところかなって思うし、 本当に期待をもしてますし、ただ、まあ、私たちとか私もまだまだもっともっと頑張らなきゃいけないなっていうふうに思いますし、まあ、まだまだ負けないぞと、まあ、どんどんこう、なんですかね、立ち向かってきてほしいですけど、うん、まだまだ負けられないかなっていうふうに思います。
はい。So some of the younger generation, the young girls, you know, she's been helping with the training for at least about two, three years already. And, you know, they've been growing so fast and such a huge alarming rate, you know. And what she's really glad to see is that, you know, their strong emotions in the training has been really been able to be expressed in the ring. And you can see it, you know, by all the matches. I don't think I need to say it. You should know. You watched the program.
Yes.
And obviously, they have they have surpassed her expectations as well. So, you know, but still, as one of the more senior members of the roster, you know, she still has to continue to do her best, you know, to show them that, yeah, they may be good and they have the momentum, but, you know, she's still the top dog and she has to maintain, you know, like being the top dog consistently.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. And you know, thank you for kind of giving us a look at how they're growing and how, of course, we can only see so much. We just see the matches on Wrestling Universe, but you know, getting a little of that backstage or the training, that really helps us, I think, learn about those wrestlers as they come up. But that's not to say everyone has some great first time opportunities like yourself. You participated in Keiji Muto's retirement show in the Tokyo Dome. How was that experience? Of course, you've been in the Tokyo Dome before, I know that, but getting to wrestle in front of that huge crowd and do so with, you know, seven other TJPW wrestlers, what was that honor like, and how did you approach that, and how do you feel after the match?
まあ、経験という話なんですけど、今回、まあ、初経験とは言えるんですけど、武藤敬司さんの引退試合の東京ドームで、まあ、初東京女子プロレスの対戦でもあり、まあ、山下さんとあと7人ぐらいの女子選手がいて、その経験はどうでしたか？
はい、もうね、やっぱり東京ドームはね、実は私は DDT の東京ドーム路上プロレスで1回やってるので、2回目なんですけど、でも、リングの上でね、戦ったのは初めてですし、武藤さんの、引退試合で、引退大会でね、ショーで試合ができたっていうのは、すごく大きい経験でしたし、東京女子でできたのも、東京女子にとってもすごく大きいきっかけになったんじゃないかなっていうふうに思います。で、やっぱりその後にね、武藤さんの引退される姿、試合を見ても、本当にすごく心揺さぶられるもの、心が動いたものもありましたし、レスラーとしてもっともっと強く、熱く戦っていきたいなというふうに思ったので、本当にすごく武藤さんのショーは私にとって大きい経験になりました。
はい。So of course, you know, the first time was the DDT Rojo show. And now this time it's like a second time round, but you know, actually inside a ring in the Keiji Muto retirement show. You know, for herself and for Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, it's a really huge opportunity to have such a huge scale, probably like the biggest crowd they've ever even seen. And, you know, having this great match. And at the same time, you know, seeing Keiji Muto's retirement, you know, it really, you know, shakes the core of her soul. And, you know, she feels that, you know, she has to continue wrestling more excitingly as a wrestler after such a great match. You know, hopefully, who knows? Yeah.
Me too. It shook my core as well. So, you know, it was a great show, and I think that match was excellent. But of course, as we move to the next part of the interview here, you're coming to the United States for 3 months, which is very exciting. What led you to make that decision and take on that challenge? Because, you know, you have so many matches announced already, and we'll get into that. But how excited are you for the 3 months, and what kind of challenge does it present to you? And why did you make that decision?
はい。まあ、ロスエンゼルス大会後にはアメリカ遠征、確か3ヶ月という滞在期間にもなりますし、アメリカ遠征に至るまでの、まあ、結論というか、どんな考えで、なんかその、 アメリカ遠征に決まりましたか？
はい、まあ、長期でアメリカに遠征したいっていうふうなのは少し前というか数年前から考えていて、まあ、その後はタイミングだったんですけど、やっぱり大きな私が3ヶ月アメリカに滞在するっていうのは大きな理由の一つとしてはやっぱりアメリカで海外でいろんな選手と戦いたいっていうところとやっぱりが一番大きくて、で私のスタイル東京女子で大きくなった私のスタイルがアメリカでどういうふうに、どういうふうに、まあ、なんだろう、こう、化学変化じゃないですけど、まあ、どういうふうなスタイルでどこまで戦えるかっていうところの、まあ、も試したいですし、やっぱり一度きりの人生なんで、やっぱり楽しみたいかなっていうふうに、ギリギリでも何か、まあね、いろいろアメリカに行って、やっぱりいろんなことがあるかもしれないですけど、まあ、多少危険でも、どんどんなんか挑戦していきたいなというふうに思います。そっちの方がね、私の人生なんか楽しいなってなんか一番思えるので、はい。
はい。So, you know, a decision for her to go on a long-term tour, you know, actually it's been she's been thinking about it for a long time already, and you know, the timing is just great right at this point of time. So, you know, for her 3 months in America, she would like to face like practically any and all wrestlers that would like to go and face her. You know, she wants to see how far can she bring her style that has been developed in Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, and how far can she bring herself in America. So as you know, we only have one life in our whole entire lifespan. So you never know what happens, and she wants to see, you know, what can possibly happen in 3 months in America. So sometimes it might be stuff that could be a bit dangerous, but who knows, you know? It's all about opportunities and what to expect next.
Of course. And I'm very excited to see you come to the U.S. I think I speak for a lot of people in that. There's so many. It feels like there's a new match every day that you have here in the States. You get to face Masha Slamovich again. You are facing Jannai Kai, like I said earlier. And then, of course, there was a big one announced recently. You will be competing for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. You'll face Mickie James, Giselle Shaw, and Deonna Purrazzo at the Impact New Japan Multiverse. Only the Strong Survive show. You know, I know you've been wanting to kind of dip your toe into that. So how excited were you to get that offer and now get to step in an Impact ring?
まあ、アメリカ遠征が決まって、まあ、ほぼ毎日で新しいなんか試合が発表されつつ、マーシャ・スラモビッチとの再戦もあって、ジャナカイの再まあ、挑戦でもあって、一番すごい驚いたのは、まあ、やっぱりインパクトノックアウト王者の 対戦もあって、確かミッキー・ジェームス選手とジゼル・ショー選手とディオナ・プラゾーというすごい、まあ禁断の扉とも言えるぐらいすごい試合になりますが、それについてどうですか？
インパクト、まあ、そうですね、まずもうどんどん3ヶ月の滞在の時に試合をするカードがいろんな団体からリリースされて、私もその度に分かってはいたけどワクワクして、でインパクトは前から出てみたい団体の一つだったので、まあ、本当にショーに参加できるっていうのも嬉しいですし、もうそれだけじゃなくって、まあ、スペシャルなカード、ノックアウトのチャンピオンシップでフォーウェイっていうところでも対戦する選手もそうですし、まあ、ジゼル・ショーは以前にも戦ったことがあって、でそうですね、あとのお二人の選手も新旧の現チャンピオン、そして前のチャンピオンっていう本当にすごい強い4人、まあ、私含めて強い4人が揃ってまあ本当にすごくエキサイティングでデンジャラスな試合になると思うので、すごくワクワクしてます。
はい。So, you know, of course there's been many matches being announced so far, you know, for her excursion in America, but of courseThe Impact one is really special because she's always wanted to wrestle in Impact. Yes. And, you know, she's finally glad to have this finally happen so early in the in her so-called even in the first day of her excursion there already. And you know, it's a special four-way match with Giselle Shaw, who she has actually fought before, and a former champion of Impact with, you know, Mickey James and Deonna Purrazzo. And you know, of course, Miyu Yamashita herself is also an ex-champion, so it's gonna be a really huge four-way, and it could be dangerous. What do we expect? Only one way to find out, right?
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to see it. I remember when it was announced, and you know, I was just like, the excitement for you getting to go to Impact for the first time was there. So I'm very happy that you get to go to Impact for the first time. I know you've been wanting to. So I have two questions left, and then I'll let you go. First one's a two-parter, and it talks a little bit about AEW and Ring of Honor, ROH, because I think both of them you have some unfinished business in. Of course, AEW last year, the last time we talked, you just came off of the title challenge against Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa is no longer champion. Jamie Hayter is now champion. And, of course, the Ring of Honor women's champion is Athena, who you wrestled at Prestige Wrestling. And I think everyone could agree you have some unfinished business with her. So first part of the question is, are you hoping to get back to AEW during your three-month tour? And the second question is, do you hope to get payback on Athena after, you know, we all thought you won the Ring of Honor women's title at Prestige?
はい、質問は2パートになりますが、まあ、AEW と ROH の話多分にもなりますが、まあ、以前の遠征で、まあ、やり残ったことは、まあ、一つがあって、例えば、アテナと の, ROH 女子王座戦もあって、まあ、もう勝ったとは思ったですけど、まあ、結局、まあ、何かがあって結局負けてしまいましたが、やっぱりリベンジはしたいですが、で、2つ目の質問は、AEW には参戦してみたいですか？
はい、アティナ、すごくバッドガールでした。はい、めちゃくちゃ激しい人で。で、最後、勝てたと思ったんですけど、マルフェリーのね、判断で、私の勝利ではなかったと。まあ、そので私が動揺してたところを隙を突かれて、まあ、思いっきりね行かれたんで、またいつか彼女と戦いたいなというふうに、思ってます。AW の参戦はもちろんチャンスがあれば参戦したいですし、ジェイミー・ヘイターは、ジェイミーは本当に私がすごく大好きなレスラーの本当に一人で、なのでいつか戦ってみたいです。それに関しては AW じゃない場所でもいいですし、まあでも彼女はね今チャンピオンで AW のチャンピオンですので、まあ場所はそうですね、どこでもいいです。ジェミーとはそうですね、戦いたいかなというふうに思います。
はい、 So you know, for Athena, like you heard, she's a bad girl, you know, she's very intense, hard hitting. Me was sure she would win the match, but you know, the referee shenanigans happened and then she won the match. So obviously, you know, she would like to get revenge anytime, any place. As for Jamie Hayter, it's a wrestler she loves to watch, and you know, she would love to wrestle her, but I believe she's currently the AEW champion, so she wouldn't mind wrestling her, you know, anywhere. It doesn't have to be in AEW ring, it could be in a ring anywhere else in America, but who knows, maybe if she drops the belt it would be easier outside, but we'll see.
We will see, and we all hope you get that payback on Athena, of course, after what happened at that Prestige show. So my final question before I let you go today, I had to ask because, of course, she's the one that said your name. She went and trained with you at TJPW Ring. That is Mercedes Moné. She of course, said that she wants a match with you somewhere down the line, and I'm sure you want that match too. What about Mercedes Moné interests you as an opponent, and do you hope to face her in the future?
まあ、まあ、新日本のプロレス大会で、メルセデス・モネさんは、ミユと戦いたいというすごい反響があって、まあ、もちろん山下さんはきっといつか戦ってみたいですか？戦いたくないですか？
もちろん戦いたいですよ。
Of course.
そう、オフコースだし、まあ本当にその時戦うことになれば、その本当に試合は本当にすごい試合になると思いますよ。
Hi, so you know, of course, she wants that match, and if it happens, it's gonna blow the roof off whichever arena it takes place.
I think everyone agrees, and I think everyone's very much hoping that match does happen. Miu, thank you so much. I know you have a big week ahead with Grand Princess, of course, and then at the end of the month you're coming to the US. So thank you so much for this time. Everyone listening, make sure to check out Grand Princess 2023 on Saturday on Wrestling Universe. It airs live at 3 p.m. in Japan. So for everyone here in the U.S., that is 2 p.m. Eastern, not 2 p.m., 2 a.m. Eastern, sorry. And it will also be at 11 p.m. on the West Coast here in California. So everyone make sure to check that out, WrestleUniverse.com. Miu, once again, thank you so much. Good luck on Saturday. And I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.